space, the final frontier.
Tune into Revealing Better Results on EPRN. Better yet, download the Exquisite Podcast Radio Network app at app.eprn.us. Don't forget to listen to all the shows on EPRN and tell a friend to listen in at www.eprn.us. Yes, yes, this is Revealing Better Results, show 68, and I am out here in the real economy. You know, getting some fresh air and exercise, and it's not really looking too promising right now. Got trucks, construction trucks, mainly police and municipal vehicles, you know, back and forth. Pay them no mind, they're doing nothing. And everybody else that, you know, might be driving, it just looks like they're just passing through different areas. I guess this is the Big Mac and KFC economy. Get your gas for about $1.95 per gallon, and get your KFC, you know, GMO food and McDonald's heart attack recipe variety, and head home. I'm telling you folks, this is not looking pretty at all. It's very disturbing. And for those of us who think that the economy is gonna, you know, just do a big V-shape recovery without any consequences, the slow and stagnation of what things are going on right now is, you know, gonna be quite evident when they announce the big recovery is happening. All of the automobile places are open, you know, for auto and repair and get your tires, things of that nature. But anything really outside of Walmart and drive-thrus, they're pretty much done. I want to advise everybody, you know, just to pray and stay humble and, you know, keep the faith. And, you know, everybody out there should be going hard for Tangibles 2020, not just this $1,200 check that's already mine. You're trying to bribe us with our own money to cover up their fraud. But yeah, you know, that'll come to light with the Federal Reserve and all of that. So, with all of this, I'm gonna want you to stay humble, but be out there, be active, be ready, revealing better results.
Gotta get a plate now.
One, two.
Gotta get a plate.
About time.
Gotta get a plate. educated Brownsville brother with a lot of street. Me and Cream, that's a lot of heat. I gotta speak all this truth into the world, but it's not a tweet. Unlimited wordplay in the worst way. Fire like going to work late on the first day. I'm in the field where the herds lay, and going hard till I'm all the way up where the birds play. Flying high than the eagle till I feed my people. This is only part one, you gon' need a sequel. You gon' need another episode. Elevate your thoughts, get your brains in the weapons mode. You gotta break bread at the right table. Be on the right team like Mike Vrabel. My battle nights via satellite. Why you stupid motherfucker still saying that you like cable? My mic cable never tangles. Yeah. It's a view to a kill from some better angles. My conscience speaks nonsense. You that dude from the Ville, don't let him change you. But understand, man, I gotta evolve and transcend till my problems are properly solved. Yeah, and when they solved, I'll be back soon. This shit is hard like playing Black Moon in the back room. Going all around the world, man, we're gonna eat. All this love from the fans that we're gonna meet. Marco on the board, Primo on the beat. All I'm trying to say is that we're gonna eat. Gonna eat, gonna eat. Yeah, yeah, we're gonna eat, gonna eat. Understand, man, we're gonna eat, gonna eat.
Yeah, yeah, we're gonna eat. Yo, I don't write until the Beatles say it's meant for me. And if it don't happen rightfully, it wasn't meant to be. Everything eventually, buck like a century. I'm going hunting all the animals that sent to me. I felt pressure in the places that were packed in. Looking back, just a fraction of the places that I seen that raised all my principles, made me to what I am. My step bro is critical. A rep original, it's hard to find a box to fit me. Trying in dark to find locks, that's tricky. Like a song from DMC and Reverend Run. JMJ, never fade away and never done. Never let the one who hold envious traits enter your space, that'll be the end to your day. I mean, we all need a team.
Mic check, 1, 2.
What's the point of having dogs not supporting your dreams? I got a lot to see.
Going all around the world, man, we're gonna eat. All this love from the fans that we're gonna meet. Marco on the board, Primo on the beat. All I'm trying to say is that we're gonna eat. Gonna eat. Yeah, yeah, we're gonna eat, gonna eat. Understand, man, we're gonna eat.
Gotta get up, get up, get up, get up, get up, get up. Gotta get a plate now.
Hey, yo, evolve and transcend. But always keep it tucked like trans men. Everywhere this man's been, fans know my catalog thicker than Land's End. See, y'all ain't ready, but listening heavy. Y'all hate these cats, but y'all wish for Eddie. Delirious, so they dissing and petty. Cause I'm divine. Yep. Malcolm X giving kisses to Betty. Yeah, it's from my wife and my daughter as well. That's all my life, I ain't going to jail. I can't be sleep on the floor in a cell. I'd rather be on a tour with Estelle. Yeah. I evolved, it was mandatory. Cause I could see that God planned it for me. This is me, understand my story. Me and Ev over Cream, it's a whole different category.
Gotta get a plate now. Gotta get a plate now.
Today, I think I'm in the mood for some coffee. And later on, I might want some chai tea. Well, I know exactly who to call for all of my beverage needs. Exquisite Barista Services, the friendly mobile barista services servicing Charlotte and all surrounding areas, preparing fresh, flavorful, custom-created coffee and chai tea beverages for all occasions to quench all of your thirst needs. If you have a meeting, got training sessions, or just a general celebration, they've got every beverage you need. Visit www.exquisitebarista.com to book now or call 704-659-3495, 704-659-3495.
Revealing Better Results, show 68. I am the consulting guy, Garland L. McLaughlin, and just want to do this segment a little different today. Came across a quick update from Mike Maloney, and I'm going to patch it in now for about, it's about 15, 16 minutes long. So take a quick listen. He's precious metals expert, and you know, this is a particular reason why I'm on the mission for Tangibles 2020. But check it out. Hear what he has to say.
This is a special report. I'm not going to follow my normal format because something very important happened today that you need to know about. I'm going to be focusing on these two stories that were on my news site today. 10 million Americans have filed for unemployment in the past 2 weeks. U.S. weekly jobless claims total 6.6 million versus 3.1 expected. And this is so important. You know, you should really bookmark this page, the main page on gold silver. If you miss anything of my reports, everything that we do is posted in originals, so it stays there for a little while. And then, you know, you might even consider making it your homepage when you turn your computer on, because my best friend from more than 50 years scours the world literally day and night for the best stories that are going to affect your life. And this is the place to get the news on this crisis and how it's going to affect you economically. And so I'm going to change my format, and instead of On the Radar, I'm going to combine On the Radar with Chart of the Day, because Chart of the Day is basically the whole thing that this video is wrapped around. This is initial jobless claims, so filing for unemployment. And the amount of spike, it has gone up this week. 6,648,000 people filed for unemployment. And that, you know, that last week it was 3 million or something. This is the percent change from 1 year ago. And, you know, each one of these is the percent change from the previous year. So you can see nothing in history, nothing in human history has ever happened like this. This is an enormous event. It has enormous implications. Every one of these people that go on unemployment are not going to be paying income tax. Tax revenues are going to go down. Deficit spending is going to go up. This is really going to affect everybody's life. But this is the change, percent change from a year ago, and that percent is 3,051% increase. And like I said, each one of these data points is the percent change from the previous year and from the previous year. So normally it should be down in this range. This is something historic. Nothing like this has ever happened. This is continued claims. So we've had the number, the percent change. Now we've got continued claims. So the data that you've already seen is not in here yet. It won't be in here until next week, because these are the people that have continued their unemployment for at least a week. And so what you see here is that from this trough, I want you to look at the angle of this slope. And then this is last week, and next week isn't on there yet. So from April 06 to May of 09, which is this trough is April of 06, May of 09 is the peak here. And that took more than 3 years. It was 3 years and 1 month, 37 months. This is last week. This week is going to get stacked on top of it, and it's 6.6 million people. And so it takes us up to almost 10 million. Let me show you what that looks like in the next graph. That was, you know, this is in 1 week. The second week is coming. And the second week, you're talking about 6.6 million people. So you got to take the distance from the bottom of this graph up to here, and then add that. In fact, the peak of, in 2009, the peak of everybody unemployed, not the people that were filing just that week, but everybody that was on unemployment insurance, and I can't remember how many weeks it lasts, but they extended it back in the crisis of 08. They extended the number of weeks. I don't know if they ever contracted that again, but it was extended quite a bit. So you're talking about the accumulation of months and months and months of people filing for unemployment adds up to this total number. And what you see here is that at the peak in 2009, it was 6,635 people. Today, this is continued, so this is last week. Today, or this past week, and the data always ends, the Federal Reserve data, that which comes from the Bureau of Labor Statistics or the Department of Labor, data is compiled on Saturday for the previous week. So this is of last Saturday. And last week, there were 6,648 people. So that's 6,648,000 people, and that is 13,000 people more than the entire peak of all the accumulated continuous claims, all the people that were on unemployment. We've added a greater amount than that. So take the distance from zero here, the bottom of this chart, to this, and take that amount of distance and add it to this for next week, and it's way off the top of the charts. Nothing like this has happened in the history of the United States, and I don't think, I mean, this is something, I don't think it's ever happened anywhere in human history. So I want to take you to the 2019 Economic Freedom of the World Report. This is very important. And what they do is they measure 162 different countries. There's 162 countries that produce reliable economic data. And so they collect that data and they put it in a spreadsheet and they hit sort. And one of the interesting things is they divide it between these quartiles of the most free, the second quartile, the third quartile, and the least free people in the world, these economies. And what they discover is that the more economic freedom that you have, the more capitalistic a society is, and the less rules and regulations that we've got, the greater the income, the more prosperous those people are. In fact, we make 6 times more in the most free countries, and this includes the top quartile of the 162 countries, than the least free. It's 6 times more. But what that equates to, so countries with greater economic freedom have substantially higher per capita incomes. But when they put this data in a spreadsheet and they hit sort, something else that is just mind-boggling happens. It's amazing. What happens is that life expectancy is over 14 years longer in countries with the most economic freedom than countries with the least. And you can see the average life expectancy in these countries here. And so this is for the top 25% of all of those countries. Now, if we have a global crisis, remember, all of those people that are unemployed are not going to pay income tax. So the government revenues are going to fall. And this is only the beginning. This is going to get worse. I mean, there's a whole lot of states that they were so overwhelmed with the unemployment filings that they couldn't process them all. So that number of 6.6 million people is actually low. It's inaccurate. It's going to, you know, all of those people that didn't get processed will go into next week's data. So this is really going to be something. So let's just say that that because we're going into a global depression, that are not compared to other people, other countries and societies, but just as a whole, our incomes fall, our purchasing power falls. Say we go just to this quartile, not down to where the least free is. These are socialistic societies where they've got a safety net and they're trying to take care of everybody usually, or it's a dictatorship. These countries are much more capitalistic but allow business to happen. So let's just say our income drops and we go into this quartile, the average income in the United States falls, and we've got a bad economy, which is what's going to happen from this. Well, that means our life expectancy will probably be reduced by about 5.3 years. So this is the average life expectancy for this quartile, and this is the average life expectancy for this quartile. Now, let's do some simple math. There's 330 million people in the United States, times that 5.3 years of life expectancy that will get extinguished from the lower economic activity and the higher level of poverty. So we're going to reduce the life expectancy by each one of these 330 million people by 5.3 years. It equals a collective 1,740 million years of human lifetime. And then you take that figure and you divide that by the life expectancy in the United States, and that is 78.7 years of life expectancy in the United States. And what you come out with is it's the equivalent, extinguishing this much, 5.3 years for the 330 million people in the United States is the equivalent of 22,223,634 deaths. Not from coronavirus, but from the economic damage. Now, I'm not saying that some people are saying they're willing to die for this and they should just go out and keep on working. Other people are saying, no, you can't spare, you can't expect anybody to die. We've got to save everybody by killing the economy. Well, this adds up to 6.33% of the population of the United States dying is the equivalent of what we're going to cause by completely shutting down the economy the way we are. Which brings me to, you know, there's a balance to things. In Puerto Rico, they closed the economy. It's absolutely crazy here. You can't do anything. There's no businesses open except grocery stores, pharmacies, anything medical related, and that's pretty much it. Food and medicine. They're going to do things like they allow us to travel. If you've got an even plate, you can travel like Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. If you've got an odd plate, you can travel Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday. And nobody gets to travel on Sunday under fines. They're closing all the grocery stores on Sunday. So now they're going to pack all of the people they're actually creating the possibility of more infection by doing this. But I was following coronavirus back in January, and in January I started ordering things like you need eye protection. So face masks, first of all. If you issue face masks to everybody in the United States, this is the way to limit it without doing economic damage. I bought these back in 2014 or whenever it was. I think it was Ebola or SARS or something that was out, and it was getting sort of questionable about whether or not traveling on an airplane was going to be something that was actually deadly. And so I bought these, and these are these deactivate viruses. This is an antiviral face mask that Curad used to make that has layers of zinc and copper, and it's got a very low pH outer layer that has citric acid on it. And then I've got the N95 face mask is a finer filtration. And if I had to travel on a plane, I've got a P100. A P100 is the highest. This is made for somebody that's working in an automotive spray booth 8 hours a day. It's very comfortable. If I was on a plane, I'd be wearing that, and I'd be wearing safety goggles that actually seal. And I know that I could travel on a plane or be on a cruise ship. I'm not going to take a cruise without getting coronavirus, or the Batman Wu flu, as I call it. The other thing is having gloves. And I ordered all of these in January before it was a stress on the economy, before my orders were going to pile up with everybody else's and cause this, I was doing it sensibly. And everybody thought I was a nut. Some people were going, oh, you're just trying to agitate people and spread fear to try and drum up business. Well, no, I was getting prepared early so that I wouldn't be one of the people panicking. But between, a regular face mask and some eyewear. The eyewear keeps you from touching your eyes, and with the face mask, you can't touch your nose or mouth, and then you wear gloves and you throw them away after you come back from the store, and there's a technique for throwing them away where you don't touch the outside of the gloves with your hands. Same thing with the face mask. So, I want to welcome the 481 new subscribers from last week. Please, click the thumbs up button and share the link with everybody. Send this video around, subscribe, hit the notification bell. And that thumbs up button, that like ratio, if we get a like spike, they're calling it down in the comments. And so like this video. The meme of the day, I'm skipping right to that because this video will go long otherwise. The meme of the day, but first, get my book. It's free. And all of the stuff that's happening economically, it's in there. I didn't have coronavirus in there, of course, but you can see where this is going. Meme of the day from the sarcastic libertarian. Congress allocates $2 trillion to bail out the struggling bailout industry. Like I said, everybody that's going on unemployment is not going to be paying any taxes, and all of the people, the reduced economic activity in the United States and globally that's going to happen from this is going to cause tax revenues to fall just when every government on the planet is printing their currency to oblivion. So thank you very much for listening. Please like it and share it, like I said, and we'll see you next time.